I'm gonna try to win this election and go and hang around with all these folks.
Do you want to try to have coffee with those people over there?
Well, I need a few of them. Have they got a copy of it?
Let me make a copy of it.
I need to read it right now, send it up. You just have to get it.
Is it, Edson?
Yes, except for Freeman, after the Attorney General.
Secretary of Agriculture, Mr. Freeman, after him.
All right.
Yes, but... Now, what you say is, and the Secretary of Agriculture, Mr. Freeman.
He's got it up here.
Okay, all right.
That follows right after Kennedy.
Okay, I need that.
Right after Kennedy.
Yes, I told you, after Kennedy, just clear it good.
I just told you.
Oh, sir.
I have to turn my blood.
If you want to be on the front page, you will be on the front page tomorrow.
Right.
I just narrowed it down. I guess if you're gonna stick, narrow it down to McCarthy.
Humphrey.
And to Humphrey. And who else? That's all it is.
What?
See, you just wiped out the whole slate.
Oh, I guess they could say, Brown, and could say
Brown,
Wagner.
Muskie, Wagner,
Mussard,
Dodd, Rivenbach, and narrowed it down to all senators and governors.
Senator Russell, sir. Ready?
Dick.
Yes, sir.
I'm getting ready to make this statement. With reference to selecting the candidate for vice president on the Democratic ticket, I've reached the conclusion it'd be inadvisable for me to recommend the convention any member of my cabinet or any of those who meet regularly with the cabinet. In this regard, because their names have been mentioned in the press, I have personally informed Secretary of State, Mr. Rusk, Secretary of Defense, Mr. McNamara, the Attorney General, Mr. Kennedy, Secretary of Agriculture, Mr. Freeman, of my decision. I've communicated this to the United States Ambassador to the United Nations, Ms. Stevenson, the head of the Peace Corps, Ms. Shriver. In this manner, the list has been narrowed. I shall continue to give the most thoughtful consideration to the choice of the man who I will recommend. I shall make my decision known in due course. So that leads it up to the senators and the governors and the mayors.
Yeah, it sure does. That'll eliminate a whole lot of them.
I just had to eliminate one. I called him over and had a long...
Of course, that's...
You got it the first time, did you?
Yes, sir.
You didn't have to get it.
I didn't have to
wait for the rebound.
I understood the first time you read it. Yes, sir.
All right. Now,
I think that's very wise.
All right.
Out of the way now.
All right. Now, I called Senator Talmadge this morning. I saw where he said that he was Democrat and he was going to support the ticket, vote for the ticket, but he had to go to Copenhagen and that he hadn't been asked to make any speeches. And I said, now, I don't want to interfere with any trips that you have. I want you to enjoy them. And I understand all the problems we have, but I damn sure want to invite you because I need you. So I want to invite you, Dick, too. I want you to know that you're really invited.
Well, I appreciate that, Mr. President.
And I appreciate anything
but,
you can do.
It's a practical matter. It's never been the policy for the senators.
I know that.
And a Democrat.
I know that. The only one, you
know that.
You wouldn't go as a delegate. I made you go out there 56 to spend one night with
me. That's right. And we know.
But they have played that up a good deal to show because...
Well, what?
Ellender made a fine statement on this Negro thing, as good as is made except yours, and you did, and Talmadge made a good statement. But they have taken those three and... put with it the Commissioner of Agriculture and three or four were and said that that means they're walking out. Now, it doesn't mean any such thing.
Well, it doesn't
but,
mean it at all and don't mean that to those boys down there.
Yeah, but old Jack Bell wrote that story.
Well, of course, he. But anyhow, the senators from Georgia, historically, have never gone as delegates to the Democratic Convention. And that's what Talmadge ought to say. Well, he wasn't talking about the convention, though, in his statement, I don't believe.
Well, his statement, I thought his statement when you're ready was all right.
Both of us said, when I was asked about the convention, I told them that the senators had never gone, as far as I knew, and that I had no intention of going to the convention this year.
Yeah, well, that's good.
And that's all I said. And it was a fact, and you remember back in 56, I told you then that there never had been a senator going to a convention, and I kicked like a steer going out there even for 2 days because it was so much contrary to the way we've always run our business down in Georgia.
Well, I'm for you doing anything you feel like doing or you need to do, but I sure always want you to know that I want you from the Canadian border to the Rio Grande anytime, anywhere, and I'll be grateful for you. And you hereby extended a warm invitation to be right by my side anytime I'm anywhere.
I appreciate that very much indeed, and I will be in contact with you from time to time.
Thank you, my friend. Yes. Bye.